This morning, we are hearing stories all about this thing called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And it's something that we can't see, and it's something that floats around us and works within us and goes all over the world. Like those bubbles, we couldn't really catch them all, could we? We couldn't really catch them all, and they kind of floated and fluttered away, and they're so beautiful, and they cause us to rejoice and celebrate, and they cause us to laugh and smile and giggle. Well, guess what, my friends? The Holy Spirit does all of those things, too, and so much more. So much more. Sometimes, too, unlike bubbles, the Holy Spirit will guide us in ways that we didn't expect. I know. And then we get a little look. I wish everybody could see the look on your face. We're like, I didn't want that in my life. Or I didn't expect that to happen. Or I didn't expect to think that way or feel that way. And sometimes the Holy Spirit guides us in ways we don't expect. But the beauty of it, my friend, is that that Holy Spirit is of God. That Holy Spirit is of God. And so that rejoicing, that giggling, that laughter that you had, that joy is always there because it's of God. Today we call Pentecost Sunday. Have you ever heard that before? It's kind of a funny name. Pentecost Sunday. And I'm wearing all kinds of red. This is my favorite. I love wearing red. I even have red toes. Thank you. I brought this with me. Have you seen this yet?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in
the Godly Playroom. You will learn more about it soon.
I know.
But I'm curious. You know. I'm curious, where do you see red? And how many red spots are there? Do you know what this whole thing is? Have you heard what it is? It's a clock. It's a form of a clock. This is, you will hear the story soon in a couple of months, this is the story of the church year, the calendar of the church. This is how the church tells time. This is how the church tells time. And so our arrow today is pointed at the red spot to remind us that this is Pentecost, that this is a celebration of the Holy Spirit come into the world and into our lives. And this color is a lot of what?
Green.
So this is the color of green, meaning the season after Pentecost. I almost kind of wish we could use red the whole time, but we don't. We use green. And this entire season, we're going to hear all about the stuff that the Holy Spirit has done and continues to do here in our midst and in our world. So today we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit and the rejoicing of the bubbles and the joy. But the rest of this season after, we are going to hear stories about how that Holy Spirit is at work and alive. So pay attention as the next couple weeks and months unfold about what God is up to. Can we pray together before you head back to your seats? Thanks so much for coming up. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you truly bless us with the Holy Spirit, that you are always with us, guiding, directing, teaching, and empowering. Bless all of us as we discern your Spirit's moving, and that we adjust as you guide and direct as well. We give you thanks and praise, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up.